You feel it?
Yeah.
What does that mean? That means we are under the tower of Halifax Health. And today, we have one of those people who makes it all work, Bobby.
Halleck.
Bobby Halleck, congratulations on being Team Member of the Month.
Well, thank you.
How does it feel, my man?
Feels good.
So, I got to start from scratch. Is there anybody in this place that you don't know?
No.
I don't think so. That's so cool. How long have you worked at Halifax Health?
I've been here 19 years.
19 years. That's amazing. So tell me, where does the story of Bobby Halleck start?
What do you mean?
The story, man. Where were you born?
I was born in Illinois.
What part of Illinois?
Granite City.
Oh, I know Granite City. Yep. That's cool.
And I was brought here when I was 3.
3 years old. What brought you here?
Family.
I figured.
Yep.
Why did they come to sunny Daytona Beach?
Get away from the cold.
Isn't that why most people do that?
Yep.
It's crazy. So you grew up here and went to school here?
Yep.
Mainland?
No, New Smyrna.
New Smyrna. New Smyrna boy. I get it.
Yep.
I get it. So what were your days filled like? What were they full of back in the day?
Back in the day, was working on cars and engines and stuff.
I see you as a car guy.
Yep.
Long hair?
Yep.
Oh, you a hippie?
No, I was a rocker.
A rocker. So you like classic rock?
No, yeah.
Classic rock. What was your first car?
Chevy Impala.
What year?
66.
Whoo, nice. What do you drive now?
Chevy Ford Ranger.
Oh, that's a good truck.
Yep.
Engine will run forever.
Yep.
Absolutely. What are some of the other cars you've had or worked on?
That was about it.
Really?
Yep.
Do you still have that
no.
Chevy? That's too bad. It'd be worth a lot of money now, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yep.
So went to New Smyrna High. Do you like to fish?
No.
No? You spent most of your time listening to music and working on cars?
Yep.
That's cool. What came after New Smyrna?
Basically, I got a job and stayed around here.
Yeah? What was the first job?
Coastal Tire.
Oh, really?
Edgewater.
With cars?
Yep.
That's cool. So you know a lot about them.
Yes.
So if anybody has any car problems, they could at least bounce it past you if they see you in the hall, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been a mechanic all my life, so.
That's so great. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's cool. You still wrenching?
Yeah.
No kidding. On just friends' cars, family's cars, stuff like that?
Yeah.
That's cool. So what was your family, what was your family makeup?
Oh, my dad was in the service with the Coast Guard, so we traveled around.
Was he stationed in Ponce?
Yeah, Ponce Inlet.
Really? I've always thought, you know what, if I were in the Coast Guard, being stationed in Ponce, Hawaii, Key West, there's some good spots.
I've been to Key West. I've been to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I've been to Key Largo.
Cool.
My dad got out of service. He went there to John Pennycap State Park.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's cool.
Finished out his retirement and everything there and stuff.
Nice. Nice. Yep. And so so you worked at a garage.
Yep.
Then what?
That was it.
That was it until you came here?
Until I came here.
So how many years were you at that garage?
I was there for a long time, but then I started building trailers for Boston Whaler.
Oh, really? Okay.
In between.
Okay. So you did both of those two things before you came here. So what prompted you to come here? This is a good story.
I moved next door to Lonnie Miller.
Right, and I don't know Lonnie Miller, but you know what I love? And this is a podcast, so nobody can see your face.
Yeah.
But when you said the word Lonnie Miller, the name Lonnie Miller, you got the biggest smile I think I've ever seen you have. So tell me what's behind that.
Well, me and Lonnie are just good friends. I mean, when I moved in next door.
He must be a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you moved in next to him?
I moved in next to him, and then we got to be good friends and everything. And then all of a sudden, he just said, I was looking for another job, something with benefits.
Yeah.
Retirement, because the job I had didn't have it.
Right.
And he says, well, I got this here if you want to try.
No kidding. And what was his job?
He's over maintenance.
Really? How many years was he here? Do you know?
He's here, 35.
Wow. So he was in the 100 Club.
Yeah.
You and I probably won't see the 100
no.
Club. You got way more time than I do, but I probably... You might, but I don't know. It depends how long.
I don't know.
How long until you retire.
Yeah.
So you did that. So you came in, and where did you work at first?
Maintenance.
So right there.
Yeah, it's been almost 12 years of maintenance.
Nice. So you know the ins and outs of this place. Yep. There's a lot of material and property here, isn't there?
Yep.
It's a lot. And I tell you what, it's got to be a gift to know how to make this place sing from a mechanical or an operational standpoint. Yep. Little nuances and tricks.
Yep.
So when did you start? So what department are you in now?
I'm environmental.
Oh, so it's environmental. But you, if people don't know, you set up for every meeting, every furniture move, everything that has to do with stuff that needs to be moved, right? Logistics.
Yep.
Logistics. You like doing that?
Yeah.
What's good about it?
I just like helping people.
Well, there's a lot of people need help, and yep. We sure appreciate everything you do.
Oh, thank you.
And you do it with a great attitude. What's your key?
You just come in with a positive attitude, you know? You can always get it done without getting upset or getting mad.
Yeah.
And just talk to people and try to work things out.
And that's how you become a team member of the month, right?
Yes.
Did you park in the parking spot?
Of course.
You did? Sometimes people give it to other people. I just wondered.
No, I parked
you
in
did?
It.
You did? It was kind of nice, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It felt weird because I always park up on the second floor, and I felt weird parking there.
What time do you get here in the morning?
4:30.
You're an early morning guy.
Well, between 4:15 and 4:30. Yeah.
Then what time do you get out of here?
1:30, 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It all depends on what's going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes I work later. Sometimes I work a little longer.
That's nice.
All depends.
That's great. And so what do you really, like, what, I know you wanted benefits and you wanted to work with Lonnie, but, I mean, what really keeps you here besides benefits?
Well, it's people.
Yeah.
Seeing people every day and stuff like that and everything. Seeing people that you know.
Yeah.
And things like that.
That's great. Halifax Health is such a unique place because it's a publicly owned hospital. We take care of everybody. And I had some students here yesterday, which you helped me set the room up for.
Yep.
And they said, you know what? Everybody seems so friendly. And it's people like you with a smile on your face and a can-do attitude, I think, that makes that possible.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So what do you do in your spare time, if you have any? Wrench on cars?
Sometimes. Sometimes to help people do things.
Yeah?
Yep.
Just keep busy.
Just stay busy.
You like to stay busy?
Yeah.
Or do you? So like on a Sunday afternoon, what are you doing?
Depends on what I got going on.
Yeah?
You know, me and Lonnie are putting floors in his house, so most of the time I'm helping him.
No kidding. That's nice.
And we're doing stuff like that around his house.
That's cool. Do you have to work on yours too or not?
No.
You got it all set up and
all
ready to go.
All squared away.
Squared away. Yep. Pets? You have any pets?
Nope.
You just do your own thing.
Yep.
That's cool. It's a good way to stay out of trouble, right?
That's right.
That's so true. You ever ride a motorcycle?
No.
I would have pegged you for a motorcyclist, too.
No, I'm not too into bikes.
No? No? Yeah, that's crazy this week.
I need more around me.
Thank goodness we have, yeah, me too. Thank goodness we have our trauma folks. I tell you, they are working their tails off this week. But it's kind of cool to be associated with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that shirt that that they're wearing says, we're always on call for bikers.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, people who work at Halifax Health are truly always on call.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never know.
Yep.
You absolutely never know. Anybody in your department you want to give a little shout out to?
No.
No? Oh, you may catch some grief for that tomorrow.
I'll say hello to Daniel and Chris.
Okay. All right there. That's good.
Kevin,
that's
Angel.
Good. That's good. You got a good crew.
Oh, yeah.
We really do. We're so fortunate to have people like you and so many people who give their talents and their energy and their attitude to helping the community at all times.
Yep.
Now, were you here during the pandemic?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of work that had to be done.
Oh, yeah.
That was a busy, busy time.
Yep.
It was interesting. So what's the future hold for you?
I don't know. I still want to keep working.
Yeah?
Yep.
How many more years, probably? I won't tell Kevin, but how many more years, probably?
As long as I can go.
Is that how you want to do it?
Yeah.
You know, I kind of agree with you, because it used to be people would retire.
Yeah.
And then they'd read the paper and take a nap, and then they didn't last as long.
Yeah.
You know? So I think being, you know, being energetic and doing things, there's really no reason not to.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I want to keep working as long as I can.
Yeah.
Because I kind of enjoy what I'm doing. I mean,
right.
It sounds kind of funny, but I can enjoy what I'm doing. So it's like every day is something different.
Yep. And you're in the air conditioning most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time.
Which is nice.
Yep.
You know, so that's good. And people appreciate, I hope people share their appreciation.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Jeff share his appreciation. I mean, people don't realize sometimes, but I think we do a fairly good job, probably because we're in healthcare, how much has to happen behind the scenes, so to speak, in order for something to come off or to pull it off or whatever. And so there are a lot of hands that are involved in processes
that's
that make the hospital tick.
Yep.
And environmental is probably one of the, I won't say most important because I think it's all important, but the cleanliness, when I'm thinking about other environmental tasks in there, that is crucial.
Yep.
It really is. And we have great people there with great attitudes, which is amazing because it's a hard job.
Yeah.
And it's a long day probably.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what advice do you have before we close out? What advice do you have for somebody who is starting out at Halifax Health today and wants to be Team Member of the Month in 19 years, sitting here with somebody other than you and me doing a podcast?